An over-the-counter vitamin E tablet, thanks to mice again, isn't it? An over-the-counter vitamin E tablet could hold the key to keeping vital muscle alive after a heart attack. Professor Karl-Heinz Peter, cardiologist at the Baker Institute, joins us. Professor, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
So this is something you take after you've had a heart attack, not before?
Yeah. A lot of people think that, you know, a heart attack is not a medical problem anymore, but it's actually far from that. When we get patients with a heart attack to the hospital, we are quite good in reopening the vessel. But in a lot of patients, they develop heart failure afterwards, which limits their life expectancy and also the quality of life. And this is the medical problem that we looked into. And we used we used vitamin E, which is relatively cheap to buy, and this is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory drug. And we know when we open the arteries that the immune system really attacks the pre-damaged cells and kills them. So it's actually quite a paradoxical situation that we help perfusing the heart again, but then we induce this overshooting inflammation, and that's where the vitamin E is really an essential part.
So tell me, Professor, if I've had a heart attack and I'm lying on my lounge room floor waiting for the ambulance to get there, should I start taking vitamin E?
So we have to test this in patients. So these are so far mouse studies, and we have to do a trial. That's what we plan for the next 2 or 3 years. And hopefully, you know, if that turns out to be positive, that would be our recommendation then.
So the idea is to administer the vitamin E immediately or as soon as possible after the heart attack to prevent death of the heart muscle. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. So in the ambulance or emergency department, then this would be the situation where the tablet, you know, would be taken.
So you'd take it orally. How long does it take to ingest?
Oh, that's, you know, half an hour or so, and it would be in the system. And we already have quite good data showing that when you have a heart attack, your endogenous level of vitamin E goes down, and so we kind of substitute the vitamin E in this situation.
That is very interesting. I once went, Professor, to an Indian restaurant with a group of doctors, and before they started eating their beef vindaloo, they got out their Zantac and started to take it. And I said, hang on, aren't you supposed to take Zantac after you get indigestion, not beforehand? And they said, no, that's what we tell you, but we take it beforehand.
Yeah.
Is there any point in taking vitamin E before you have a heart attack?
So this was actually tested in large studies, and it doesn't prevent that you have a heart attack, but we tested it in a different setting that we kind of prevent the damage when you already have a heart attack. All the data shows it's probably not useful to take vitamin E prophylactically.
Good on you, Professor. Professor Karl-Heinz Peter, cardiologist at the Baker Institute.
So he's telling you what you told the doctors at the Indian restaurant, and that is, no, it doesn't work if you take it beforehand. It only works if you take it afterwards. I wonder if Professor Karl-Heinz takes it all the time.
He's on the E.